Greetings and welcome to a podcast with Professionals Healthcare Edition, brought to you by the Epsilon Phi Chapter of the Southwestern Region of Iota Phi Lambda Sorority, Incorporated. Iota Phi Lambda Sorority is the first African American Greek lettered business sorority established by African American businesswomen. This podcast is being brought to you as part of our Business Month program. Our theme for Business Month 2023 is the Green Print to Entrepreneurship. During this month, we want to help women see a path to generational financial empowerment by creating businesses. Before we go any further and I introduce you to our amazing guest, let me introduce myself. I am your host, Veronique Scott of the Epsilon Phi Chapter. I am a licensed attorney with over 17 years experience in assisting entrepreneurs as they create, organize, and expand their businesses through my work for my company CEO Depot. If you are inspired by the great work of our guest today, then I invite you to take the leap into owning your own business and becoming an entrepreneur. If you are looking for a place to start, come and talk to me. You can find me at ceodepot.app. We are talking healthcare and wellness today. No fads though, real genuine healthcare with my guest. My guest today is an entrepreneur. She is one of the top chiropractors in Houston, Texas, and prides herself in making her patients feel better with her goal of oriented approach to care. Born in Detroit, Michigan, Dr. McClurkin always knew she wanted to be a physician. Dr. McClurkin attended Michigan State University before moving to Houston. She went on to earn her doctorate in chiropractic medicine. Shortly after graduating, she pursued her Bachelor of Science in nursing, and shortly after that went on to pursue her master's degree in nursing with an emphasis on family medicine. Dr. McClurkin owns the Wellness Doc Brands, with a successful growing interactive practice in the heart of Houston's medical center area. When Dr. McClurkin isn't working, she enjoys spending time with her husband and three sons. On any given Saturday, you can catch her on a local running trail. In Houston, chiropractors are plentiful, so it may seem difficult to choose the one that is right for you. However, when you take the time to meet Dr. Alexia McClurkin, the decision soon becomes simple. She has it all: specialized training and experience, an attentive, caring personality, and a knack for finding the roots of the issue instead of treating solely the issue. As a woman, a wife, and a mother of three, she prides herself on understanding her patient's concerns. Welcome, Dr. Alexia McClurkin.
Hey, thank you.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you so much for this opportunity. I love it.
Thank you for joining us. It means so much to us to have a chiropractor on the stage and on the scene for our podcast. I just want to put out to the people, according to Zipia.com, there are around 30,000 chiropractors in the U.S. About 50% are women, but guess what? Only 2% are Black, and we have a Black woman chiropractor with us here today. Dr. Alexia.
That makes me so excited.
Yeah. Tell us, what made you go into chiropractic?
It's so funny because I actually didn't choose chiropractic. Chiropractic chose me. So when I first started out, I wanted to be an orthopedic surgeon. So I broke my ankle. I lived in Michigan, so we had a lot of black ice and things like that. I slipped on a patch of black ice. I broke my ankle in 8 places and tore all the ligaments on the outside. So I'm like, okay, well, because I always wanted to work with athletes. And so my orthopedic surgeon, I'm like, okay, I can do this. But unfortunately, when I got to chiropractic school, I met a guy and things didn't, I mean, not chiropractic school, I'm sorry. When I went to undergrad, when I went to Michigan State, I met a guy and things didn't go as planned. So I'm like, okay, I gotta figure something else out. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna PT. So when I went the PT route, when I moved down to Texas, I was interviewing for all these jobs. I think they were chiropractic jobs, but no, they were actually PT jobs. And I'm like, okay, God, I don't know what you're doing, but I'm a listen. I'm a listen. I'm going for what you're talking about. So that's how I ended up in the chiropractic route. And it was a blessing in disguise because here I am able to do chiropractic. And I was like, okay, well, I could do PT plus chiropractic and everything else. So that's kind of how that came about.
You're saying PT. Tell the audience what PT means.
PT means physical therapy. So I apologize. So PT being a physical therapist. So I was like, okay, well, I'm gonna go be a physical therapist. But not knowing that, like, chiropractors can do a lot more than physical therapists can do. So that's how I ended up, because like every single interview I went on, I was thinking it was like a physical therapist assistant job, but no, it was actually chiropractic.
Wow. Okay. So you ended up going into chiropractic, and which allows you to do physical therapy as well.
Yes, and then part of our boards, so like for chiropractors, we have 5 parts of our boards. So part one is like 6 tests, part two is 6 tests, part three is 2 tests, part four is like your didactical. So when I say didactical, they're like, oh, what does that mean? So the didactical part is showing like you know what how to adjust a patient, you know how to explain what you're doing, things like that. And then so yeah.
Okay. Well, I love to give the audience little facts. And so I'm going to give them a couple facts about healthcare. And then I'm going to get into your next certification. So, according to the National Healthcare Expenditure Report of 2021, national healthcare grew 2.7% to 4.3 trillion in 2021. That's about $12,914 per person. Now, when you hear that kind of money on is on the table, I bet that had a part in you going on to get your family medicine nurse practitioner training as well, Dr. McCarkin.
Yes. So, and just full disclosure, because those are probably going based off of insurance payouts. So, as chiropractors, we're so limited to what we can get, what we can do. And nursing was always in my back pocket, and I'm just because I don't know what's the outcome for chiropractors. So I'm like, okay, let me go ahead and be, go to nursing. Let me go ahead and go to nurse practitioner. So the numbers, I'm not even gonna lie to you. I apologize if I'm throwing off y'all's podcast, but it's huge. So for chiropractors, as an so say insurance, so say Blue Cross Blue Shield, we bill $50. We'll probably get $13.14 for an
Oh.
adjustment.
Okay. That's sad. I'm sad to hear
Yeah, me too.
that. And so that's why, being the astute businesswoman that you are, you diversified your practice.
Yes. So that's why I'm excited about that because we offer more cash services. So we offer things like IV hydration. And now the big trend is like semaglutide for the weight loss. So we offer the weight loss. We also offer, so me being a huge runner and advocate for runners, we offer packages for runners. We have the hyperbaric chamber, we do spinal decompression. The adjustment, we do cupping, we do dry needling. So like there's no limit to what we can do. So say if your son, he plays soccer. Oh, my son plays soccer. So I'm gonna bring him in to go ahead and get his soccer treatments. And then be like, oh wow, you do Botox. So you can get everything that you need done in one place. So you're not like, all right, I gotta drop him off and then I gotta go to this place, that place, that place. Everything is done all in one spot.
Okay, get your fillers, get your hyperbaric. Your husband thinks he's an avid a bodybuilder. He wants some hyperbaric treatment. He can get that. We have in my household. Oh my
Exactly.
gosh,
Yeah.
we're in love with the idea of the hyperbaric chamber. So I'm
Exactly.
you. I'm gonna book an appointment, and that's gonna be a gift to my husband. He's not athletic, but he swear he LeBron James. And that if he's in the hyperbaric chamber, it's gonna change his life. So I'm definitely gonna book one of those sessions for him. About how much is that session gonna run us?
So for a 60-minute session of hyperbaric chamber is $149.
That's way better than finding $1 million to buy one. So thank you so much, Dr. Alexia. Now tell us. What other services? So you mentioned the IV hydration, you mentioned the cupping. I was watching Dallas Mavericks, and it looks like every game, Luka Doncic has a little cupping going on with his shoulder. So if my son plays youth basketball, can he come to do a little cupping if he has some shoulder pain?
They can definitely do cupping. The only thing is we I cut it off at a certain age limit. So if the patient is like less than 12, then we won't do it just because it's so much. It's honestly, it's not like one of those things that was like, oh, cool, I'm gonna get a massage or I'm gonna get this cuss put on me. It's pretty intense.
Wow,
So with that being
that's good to
said,
know.
yeah, you wanna do like you wanna be like 12 or older.
Good. Okay. Now I know we mentioned insurance and how insurance is obviously not a big friend to chiropractor. Tell us about some of the services you offer that our insurance does cover.
Okay, that's kind of, to be honest with you, it's a bit of a loaded question because the insurance, depending on what insurance you have, they may cover some services and they may not cover some services. So just in general, the insurance will cover like your chiropractic adjustment, they'll cover your initial visit, and they may cover the rehab. But in terms of like the hyperbaric chamber, the insurance does not cover that. The insurance will not cover your IV hydration and any ancillary services the insurance does not cover.
Okay. Dr. Alexia, before we go any further, I want to let you tell the people the name of your practice and where it's located.
Yes. So, but the name of my practice is the Wonestock Integrative Medicine, and we are over by NRG, 2636 South Loop West, Suite 105, Houston, Texas, 77054. You can also find us on social media, on all social media platforms, sports, so, and A&D Wellness Doc. So, again, a sports and wellness doc. We offer everything from head to toe, so Botox fillers, IV hydration, hyperbaric chambers, spinal decompression, anything that you need, microneedling, microdermabrasion, PRP, joint injections, we've got you covered.
Amazing. Okay. The sports and wellness doc, and you're off of Westheimer in the medical center. And
Um,
one.
no, we're off of 610, so we're off of South Loop West, and we're on Main Street.
South Loop West. I heard a West, and maybe I'm looking for something else. South Loop West and Main Street. Now you definitely are in the heart of the medical center. Let's talk business for a second. You know,
Let's
I
talk.
did a deep dive on the website, and I was reading all about you and how amazing you are. And then I read a line that says the wellness doc brands, and I said, OMG, OMG, you're gonna be a millionaire, and so it's gonna be so fast. And I started thinking of all kind of wellness doc products. I was thinking some snacks, I was thinking some shoes, I was thinking wraps. And tell me, what is your big vision for wellness doc and the wellness doc brand?
I love you because yes, we about to be international, baby.
Yes.
So my goal is, at first I was like, okay, well, I'm expanding wellness doc to like a couple states here and there. But no, the brand, because of all the things that we offer, nobody does everything that we do in one house. So if we can take it to like Dubai, to Monte Carlo, to the higher end areas, like we're talking about France and all those things,
Yeah.
and expand it. That's my goal, because
Yes.
I don't want to just have like local boutique this, blah, 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 blah. No, we're gonna go international.
International, the international wellness doc. It suits you. It suits you. You built for it. You made for it. You know, I already told you I put in my application. I just want to go along for the ride because I know you're going far. So I want to now talk about when you first opened the doors to the wellness doc, the sports and wellness clinic. How did that process go for you? Was it difficult to step out on your own? Tell us about that process for you.
So when I first started practice, I wasn't on my own. I was working for two other companies plus working for myself. And I started in June of 2016. And remember, so we're gonna backtrack a little bit when I told you about the nursing. Nursing was always in my back pocket. And I was working on my prereqs for nursing school. So my first applications to nursing school, I didn't get accepted. So she was like, "Well, I encourage you to apply again." So I applied again. But at that point, I was so burnt out because I was taking so many classes. I'm like, I'm taking so many classes trying to get my prereqs done. Because mind you, I had a bachelor's degree plus a chiropractic, a doctorate degree, but they're like, "Oh no, well, because you took your bachelor's in Michigan, you'd have this class, and blah, 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 blah. This is expired." So I'm like, okay, fine. So I took a break. So I decided, I was like, okay, let me go ahead and push forward with this. So I opened up my practice in June of 2016. September of 2016, I get a letter saying, "You've been accepted to our nursing program." I was like, "Say what?" But at that
Oh.
point, I was tired. I was so tired. I was like, "I'm tired of classes." So I had 10 classes to be finished before the deadline of December. Now, mind you, I got the acceptance letter in September, and all this stuff had to be submitted by December.
Wow.
So I'm like, "Oh, poop, poop." So when I tell you I was taking classes at five, I would say probably about six different colleges just so I can get all my prereqs in so I could start my program in January. So I'm working my butt off. Plus, run a full-time practice, working for two different offices. So when people tell me like, "Oh, I can't do it, I can't do it," it kind of makes me like, I don't have any
Yeah.
patience for it. And it's not because I'm being mean, it's because I know where I've been. Now, mind you, that was with me doing all of that with a son, a husband, on school full time and still trying to do all of that. And so then fast forward a couple years, so I got to the program, everything was good. So then I would say 2018. Yeah, 2018. I'm pregnant and I'm doing my capstone project. And not to put any names out there. So the hospital that I was working with, they were under investigation from the top part of the nursing commission. And some told me, like, go ahead and get your hours done, because some people, they decided to wait. I'm glad I didn't wait, because if I'd have waited, I wouldn't get my hours done. And so I did that. It was so crazy. It was so crazy. So I did that, and then I'm having a brain fart. I'm so
It's
sorry.
okay,
Hopefully I'll cut
because
this
what
out.
I'm hearing is you've been steadfast. You've been unmovable, as the scripture says. You were intent on being successful. And I also hear that this journey was not quick and easy, that the path was
It was
not
not.
direct. It had some curves and some bumps. But what I also hear is that when you want something, you're not gonna let something stop you. You're not gonna let anything derail your progress. And if a no comes, you're just gonna turn a corner and hit the curb and come on back when the yes comes again. And so I'm hearing so much great information that our viewers, that our listeners need to hear. Tell us about one of the biggest challenges you face in your practice.
One of the biggest challenges that I have faced in my practice will be employees, period. 100% hands down.
Oh my gosh. Oh, we
And
can do a podcast on employees alone.
we get
Oh my gosh.
totally
Go
two,
ahead.
three,
Go
four,
on.
five
Tell us about
podcasts
those
at some
employees
point.
for your healthcare. How are they treating you over there?
They treat me like poo-poo. I mean, I'm giving you, when I say giving you, caps lock, underline, bold. I'm giving you everything that you need, bonuses, this, that, and the other. It's still never enough.
Right.
It's never enough. If you even say, hey, I'm gonna give you $1 million, then it's not enough.
Yeah. A business owner's Achilles heel can be employees, but also a business owner's crown can be employees as well. They have the ability to make and break us every day, and we just continue to lift up prayers of support to employees and their families, because they are the true engines that drive business. Because if they own it, they own it. If they're not, we all are really hoping that they can get it, that they can get it, that they can get it together. Tell us how you advertise your practice, because I went on social media and I was seeing the wellness doc everywhere. I've also seen you and receiving so many amazing rewards. So talk to us about how you advertise and some of those rewards you've been receiving.
So I advertise through word of mouth. That's first and foremost. And then I also do so depending on how I am, so if I do a post on social media, depending on how well the social the post does, then what I'll do is I'll boost the post. So if the post is doing well on its own, so one post, I think I got like 15,000 views, so that post went viral. So if those posts go viral, then I'll post those views. I'll boost them, and then so that's how I get it. And then also, but my biggest advertisement though is word of mouth, because if somebody says, "Hey, I went to Dr. McClurkin, and like she was on it. She called me. She remembered my kids' names." She was, because that's how I am. Like, I am one of those people that I'm very family oriented. So I remember the kids' names, their birthdays. So I make sure I put it all into my system so that I would know. So when they come in, I'm like, well, how's Jace doing? How's Anthony doing? Oh, I know that you said, remember I told you, you told me last week he had a birthday coming up. How was his birthday party? Oh, you had a unicorn birthday party for him? Well, how was that? So doing those type of things, because that's how you grow business. You grow business organically. You're using social media, that's cool. When people know that you actually care, that's how you actually grow business.
All right, and our follow-up was, tell us about some of those awards you've been winning.
Ooh, Chad. Okay. So my last award was in February, and it was the 50 Black Entrepreneurs Award. So that one was awesome. And then I'm working on a few things in the pipeline. My biggest goal is to get into some of the major publications. So that's what we're working on right now.
Okay, and what do you say to date has been your most special award?
My most special awards for my children, honestly.
Of course.
My children from any and every award that I've gotten. Because I have three children, and all of the children, I've had no epidural, with the exception of the last one. But the last one, unless you're a woman, you can understand. So 10 centimeters is when you start pushing, it's when you have the child. 9 centimeters, you're like almost there. So 9 centimeters, my last baby, they were like, okay, you gotta have epidural. I'm like, no, I don't want epidural. And like, no, you got to have epidural. But I had to have epidural with him because our heart rate started dropping, and with those heart rates dropping, we were at risk for an emergency C-section. So emergency C-section is totally different from a regular C-section, because emergency C-section is actual surgery. So they're like, if you have an emergency C-section, you're going to miss your whole labor. So with that being said, I had to go ahead and get an epidural just so we can make sure everything was okay. So I would say my last son, I had on October 6th, 2022. He was my greatest accomplishment, because when I tell you, I went all the way to the end, tears, crying, everything. Like, no, I don't want to do it, but I had to do it so that way I could make sure that we were all safe. So that was bigger than any award that I could have ever taken, because I brought this child into this world with us both being safe, and I had him having to be cut out.
Wow, amazing. We thank God for you and your son making it out safely and getting through labor. And we know maternal health for Black women is nothing to be taken lightly. And we all have to be grateful. I also am a mother of three sons. Now, all of my three sons were by C-section, but it was, kind of, it was an emergency in that respect. But I definitely understand how much of an award those boys are, and I'm grateful for you all, and I'm grateful for your practice and your service to our community. What is a lesson that you've learned in business? Tell us a lesson that you've learned being an entrepreneur and running your own medical practice.
I was going to backtrack for 1 second, because I just want to tell you thank you. Thank you so much, because a lot of women, they get this credited because they had to have a C-section. It don't matter how you had to brought this baby in this world, you carried that child. And so if you actually gave them birth to them through vaginal, or if you gave the birth to them for being cut, you still gave birth to that child. So just so you know, but yeah, we carry these children.
Yes.
I just want to put that out there. So, yes. And I love you for that. And I appreciate you because C-section is a lot harder than it is actually giving birth.
You know, you
That,
don't even have to tell the people because,
yeah,
boy.
it's harder, y'all. It is harder. I don't know, but I know for a fact because I have friends that have done it. It's harder. Like that 6 weeks breakdown. Yes. Yes. And you can't lift nothing. You can't. So, and all my
Nothing.
single moms that gotta go through it, I love y'all. Okay.
Yes, I know. And I'm grateful for my husband's support through my delivery, my labor, and my recovery. It takes a village, and my village has been on point. But and honestly, we've been doing it. My children are 6, 4, and 16 months. So we've been villaging together, and they got me through, and now I'm on the other side, and I'm out here like, oh, this is what the stores look like. Okay. Let
Oh,
me get on back in
I
society. Yeah, I took recovery to the next level, and I appreciate my village for allowing me to do so. So tell me about a lesson you've learned in your business and being the boss lady that you are in your medical practice.
I would say a lesson that I've learned in business is, and the front for the mystery for the beginning. Your employees are not your friends. They are not your friends, no matter what you think. They are not your friends. Another lesson I learned is that you gotta have thick skin and you gotta learn how to say no. No, and no. So those right there, you gotta say no because you'll be like, oh, well, I mean, you know, she be having issues with her baby daddy, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Nobody cares about that. Nobody.
While we
Absolutely
on the
no.
clock, we don't. We can't do nothing with that. He ain't
I
seeing these
can't help
patients.
it. No. So, yeah, those three right there. So I gave y'all three gems. I mean, you know, she asked for one, I give y'all three.
Okay.
Your employees are not your friends. And yeah, no.
Okay, just two more questions, then we're gonna let you go, Dr. Alexia. What advice do you give to someone wanting to start their own business? Maybe someone is a nurse practitioner and they have been toiling between a few clinics and they're like, oh, I know there's a better way. What advice would you give to that woman?
Research. You gotta do research. You gotta research your market analysis. You have to figure out what it is that it's gonna take you to run that business. How many employees do you need? What's it gonna take you? How much is it gonna cost you? How much? So you have to do a cost analysis because if you don't do a cost analysis, you're gonna go into this business thinking like, okay, well, I'm gonna make $500,000 because Laniqua is making it, so why how come I can't make it? Because Laniqua already has her.
Okay. So definitely do not compare apples and oranges. You cannot compare your idea of a practice to somebody with a burgeoning practice who has customers, repeat customers, and months and months of business waiting on her with appointments on in the books. What would you tell your younger self when you started on this journey? What would you tell your younger self when it was time for you to start the business?
It's ghetto. Run. No, I'm just kidding. I would tell myself to go to every single networking event, get your name out there, learn, get your certifications because I didn't know about the certifications until I was 5 years in business. But just, I mean,
List off some
honestly.
certifications for us. Tell us what you mean.
So when I say certifications, I mean business certifications, HMSDC. You want to go out, you want to get your HMSDC is the biggest one that you want to have. And then you want to get some like the WeBank certifications, Women in Entrepreneur Business
Hey, yeah.
certification.
Like minority-owned business, those type of things.
Minority-owned business, disadvantaged business.
Underserved community business or something like that.
Because those are what's going to get you in the door. But at the same time, don't just get the certification at the beginning. Like, you actually have to know what you're doing, because when you go to these events and they start asking for financials and things like that. Also, another thing, have an accountant. An
Yes.
accountant is very, very, very important. I'm not just saying, oh, well, I do taxes. No. Stop getting John Quenisha and Jolene and all that stuff to do your taxes, because they don't know what they're doing. They took a class for an hour. You need to get a real CPA to do your taxes and to verify, because that's what's going to help you. So when they come and ask you for like a profit and loss statement, a balance sheet, or you need this or you need that, you'll have those readily available. Now, Quenisha don't have your damn balance sheet. She don't. She don't, because she don't even know what it is. She don't have a balance sheet. She took a course, and now she's making like $10,000 off of doing people's taxes, because that's what it is. So get you a certified attorney. Get you. Anybody like that?
Look, you say you get your certified accountant. Do you have somebody you want to plug for the listeners?
Yes, I do. Bianca Carey. Yes. And then get Veronique, because Veronique does business law. She does all the law. She's gonna keep you out of trouble. And
She gonna help you with that workforce solutions account for when all those employees work for 30 days and quit, and then they file a claim, and now you gotta fight unemployment. Listen, Miss Veronique Scott has many skills that can benefit a myriad of business owners because they need experts. They need people to come to the table who have abilities, knowledge, and expertise, and who understand the unique perspective of entrepreneurs and small business owners.
That and document. Anything that you do, you document. And Veronique will have your back. So you need to contact Veronique and she will help you. Don't do nothing without talking to Veronique first, because she's an attorney.
Please,
So guide
let's
you.
consult on that. Let's just play that out. Let's do some cost benefit analysis on that decision. You don't actually have to curse out the employee. That is actually unprofessional. You can
Please do
just tell
not
them
curse out
thank
the
you, and we'll talk to you later. Have a great day. End
Yeah,
every
keep it in.
conversation with "Have a great day," as a matter of fact.
Exactly. Thank you, sweet baby Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, I'm
Okay.
gonna pray for you, and you're gonna pray for me. Okay? Okay, now get
Amen.
out of my office right now. Bye.
Okay, last thing, Dr. Alexia. Go ahead and just do a recap of why listeners need your the wellness doc practice. Let them know where they can find you online again and how to make an appointment.
Okay, I am Dr. Alexia McClurkin. I'm the owner of the Wellness Doc Integrative Medicine. You can find me on all social media platforms, Sports and Wellness Doc, and we offer all services, including aesthetics, chiropractic, wellness, pain management. And you can reach us at 832-844 1754 for any questions that you have. If you have any further questions, you can also email us at info at sports plural sport sports sports and spelled out A-N-D wellness doc. So doc, like what's up, doc, doc.com. Thank you very much, and I appreciate you for tuning in to my TED Talk.
Yes, ma'am. This is your TED Talk on our podcast for professionals. Listen, back pain accounts for more than 264 million lost work days in 1 year. Don't sit around in pain. Call Dr. Alexia and the Wellness Doc and get your appointment scheduled today. Thank you so much for tuning in to our Epsilon Phi Business Month podcast. Epsilon Phi is an Iota Phi Lambda Sorority Incorporated chapter, and we appreciate you for listening in to our healthcare edition of Podcasts with Professionals. Thank you and have a great day.